Mm-hmm.
And that's the name of the game.
So sometimes I have a brain sick. I can't hold it anymore. I lose my cool.
You think you're the only person in the world like this? I don't know of an individual who is not in the same predicament. Even the wisest of men is in the same predicament every second of their life. You bet. Spell cool backwards and we think a loss.
Loss? Lost your life? Lost your what? Life?
What do you do with the lock? You think I can keep God in?
You lock God?
You can't keep him in, you can't lock him in. He's air. And what are you trying to think you call yourself? Cool air or hot air? He knows exactly when to pull himself like a plug out from the plug. And let you experience what it is to feel the moment of taking your first breath. Every second he puts you there to wake you up. But you don't own anything, you don't have anything. But yet, you are entitled to everything. When he decides, you won't get it without any effort.
Well, that's what she was saying, no effort, you're
saying,
you always have laughing in.
Yes, I'm laughing the last laugh because it's effortless.
But you said, in the effortlessness, you have to have an effort. Constantly.
That's right. See that sign there? Read what it says.
Yeah,
see the stairway to it. It's going from the bottom to the top.
What's that letter again?
Read the first.
I know the first structure.
What does the structure represent in a person?
The body.
Look at that thing. It's there,
the
printed.
Sperm thing?
Not for, get it clear in your head. Failure.
Oh, you're a winner.
If I put the word failure into its right perspective, everybody would quit talking about it.
What is it? Not living? Hi.
Hi, have a nice day. I will. I bet I do. Good.
Yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm wide awake.
I'm wide awake.
Failure is only feeling all internal lies, urgently requiring experience.
That's where I am today.
And that's why the word failure is what it is.
Good. That's an addition I wrote down. All my failures connected
to
all my failures.
See, F is feeling, A is all, I is internal, L is lies.
That'd be a good t-shirt.
U is urgently. R is requiring, E, experience. So there's no such thing as failure, but C, success.
Yeah. Have one said success and one said
that's
failure.
What I want, Miss, what Colin make the other one. And the color that I have for failure is the inverse colors.
I like that.
Yeah,
I just show you.
Success is the structure. Unlimited creativity, coexisting, evolution, service, and sharing. Then you realize success is a process of living, just as much as failure is a process of thinking.
Success is a process of living, and failure is a
process of
thinking.
Man was straightening my head up a long time ago. Thank you, Mr. Ray. That's why somebody says to me, I don't know, one of these days they're going to ask you, when you're you ask me what color comes to my mind when I think of the incident, I can tell you rainbow. So you sure you want to tell me that? You get freaked out in the answer. The blue is mine.
What was the answer?
Phony like hell. You don't want to admit it.
You what?
You're phony like hell, but you don't want to admit it.
What's wrong with that? I mean,
just because knowing could, it would never happen to
me, but... Right. But you said something else before. All right, dear friend. Storm rings past, not... Polonium cloud, there's a chemical ring, there's an electrical ring, and there's a magnetic ring. That makes up creation. And they don't pass over each other. When you come to the chemical ring, that's the planetary race of chemistry. You slide through that into the electrical ring, so you lose all association with chemistry, and you end up in an electrical field. All to stay with that phenomenon.
You stay in it?
You can only stay so long till you begin to lose control of your chemistry. And then you slip into the next ring called magnetism. So you can't stay in them.
Because?
Because you don't have no feeling.
You don't even know where I am.
And the life is not for dead skin. Life is for sensitive skin. That's why they say you come back to be a human being again.
It makes you more sensitive, though, becoming inconceivable like that. Right. Well.
So you'll slow yourself down back to chemistry.
It's fine.
And that's why they call you human. So they call you human.
I'm just going to go to the grocery store. And if it happens to me at night, I'm going to say, all right, Lord, but I don't want it. I want a good night's sleep.
Very good. I buy that. I buy that.
I can see Teddy in his crib. Donna, when do you think he'll start sleeping by himself?
Don't nurse him at night.
Well, that's his problem. Yeah.
Hmm?
That's where he likes to nurse him at night.
That's why he keeps awake.
Don't nurse him at night.
She just wants him to sleep
give
by himself.
Give him some peanuts or milk.
Give him what?
Peanut butter. In the bottle.
Uh-huh.
Mix the peanut butter. Add a little distilled water. Make milk and then drink.
And then he'll
sleep on himself. Okay, yeah.
That's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes.
Okay. That's right. I'll be there.
Go by and see us again.
Don't forget the car
okay.
In there on the floor.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
It's right inside.
Over, we meet you.
Either way.
All right. No.
I don't know what time I'll be back from Dallas, but
no.
It should be 5 or 6.
Oh.
If what?
If you were designed to eat meat, your hydrochloric acid would eat up your stomach.
Why is that?
The hydrochloric acid breaks down every product in your mouth to make it into energy.
Yeah.
It doesn't break down meat. Because it's in your stomach, and what your stomach is made up of?
Flesh.
And so what is meat made up of?
Flesh, I see.
I see, we see now.
Well, that's what I thought, but I wanted to hear you say it. I wasn't sure what you were getting at. I wanted to hear you say it.
But what's the difference between our hydrochloric acid and the animal's hydrochloric acid?
They don't have the same function as ours. Their designs are entirely different than ours. The length of time that they take is entirely different than ours.
But the HCl is the same, isn't it?
Animals who feed on animals have different set of teeth or different set of lining in their stomach with acid in their stomach.
Different acids in their stomach? What acids?
They do not consume flesh as food. Their design to phase out the dying creature as a form of recycling. You'll never find a lioness eat a healthy animal. It's highly impossible for her to do that. But she would eat a dying animal, a sick animal, or a wounded animal in the process of running that she smells. And she knows which one in the whole tribe, in the whole flock is ready to die because the odor is sent off in the air. And she's designed by nature like a undertaker to go get him for food. So the chemistry in her system is designed to break it down so that it becomes a way to leave a perfect economy of disposal and maintenance of the system. That's why they're called carnivorous.
Carne, meaning meat.
Now we are, what kind of creature? We're carnivorous. That would be perfect. But secondary for us came flesh because of nature's laws of evolution and motion. We evolved through motion and seasonal change. Then tissue flesh became a secondary form of food. It wasn't a compulsory form of food.
There's an alternative.
It was a backup to the change in climates.
A backup, yeah.
When the climate changed, there was no more fruit and vegetables. Mm-hmm. Then the vegetation had gone, and all that remained was the animal. And so man was a slow-moving creature. He then pursued the animal. But primarily he was placed in a garden of a mild temperature where 365 days he would be exposed to fruit and vegetables like good old Texas.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to stay in a nice warm climate. He wanted to follow the animal because he thought he had to be important. So when chasing the animals when they were running around, and he started to eat the animals. Now the buffalo doesn't eat buffalo. The buffalo move around and graze. And went into the areas that were warm. But man didn't do that. Originally, followed the buffalo to the warm climate to eat the grapes, the vegetables. He decided that was too long a journey away from where he wanted to stay. He was on a journey back home, so he decided to eat the buffalo and make a pose out of the buffalo to keep warm. So fundamentally, man, the only reason he had the animal is because he was all lazy. Ingrained laziness in the man made him eat the animal. If he was never having an ingrained laziness to eat the animal, he would keep on looking for his herbs and vegetables and his fruits, mm-hmm. and never had the problem he got today.
Yeah.
But his ingrained laziness and his desire to stay in one spot and not move around brought him the situation. But by the same token, he would never evolve the way he's flying from him to move him back. So with all the bad and the good, and all the problems that we've generated,
mm-hmm.
man is the only creature that is going from planet to planet. Maybe becoming a cosmic little bugger.
Can't we? Aren't we though? Yes.
Huh? What?
I was just repeating what he said. We're becoming the cosmic little bugger.
Yep. That's right.
So that's what they call man now, the little bugger.
Mm-hmm.
The creature that goes around littering the place of it. Literally.
Literally.
He has cut down more trees, turned up more rocks,
mm-hmm.
spoiled up more water, and polluted more air than all the animals could do for the next 10 million years.
Mm-hmm.
in a matter of 150 years.
You know what? I think I'm going to rest for a while on here. After I have a good meal now.
Yes, this is
fabulous. Yeah, have you ever had a drink of that ginseng rush?
Yes, it's very rushing.
You like it?
No, it got those carbonations.
Yeah, I don't think that's good for you.
I love the different carbonated drinks. It makes more carbon dioxide.
And that does, what does that do?
And you don't need every time, it inflates you like a balloon.
It what?
It inflates you like a balloon.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Makes you fatter.
Yeah. I drink ginseng tea.
Oh, ginseng tea, okay. I've got ginseng.
Ginseng tea is good.
Now, what does that do?
That cleans you up to make it have those healthy hormones.
Healthy hormones. You know, I called up, what's her name? Oh, Baylor. And they said it lowers your blood sugar. And that's all they know about it. Is that right? Does it lower your blood sugar?
If you take it the wrong time of the day.
And the right time of the day is?
Nighttime.
Nighttime? But if you take it during the daytime, it'll lower your blood sugar.
Exactly.
What about in the morning?
Well, the men, it will lower the blood sugar. For women, it will raise the sugar normal.
What now?
For men, it lowers their sugar in the morning, mm-hmm. and women, it brings their sugar up to normal.
So it should be taken at night?
By men.
By men?
And in the morning by women.
In the morning by women.
And what if a woman takes it at night?
She gets the reverse.
She gets the blood sugar down. Uh-oh.
See, the word is very interesting. Ginseng. Men, gin, and women sing.
Men, gin,
and
women
sing.
Okay, that's what
so
women remember.
So nighttime is for men, they're ginning around, and yes. Women, in the morning, they sing around.
That's true. Okay, that's a good way to remember. Okay. I've got this with the barks, the little pieces of bark.
Yeah, that's good.
And I've had it 5 years.
It's
still good.
It's good for women in the morning and for men at night.
And it's still, 5 years later, it's still good, the bark.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, now it goes bad. Always keep improving at age.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it's a ginseng. Ginseng.
What improves about it?
Huh?
What improves over time?
What improves in that?
You said it gets better the older it is.
The potency. The potency of the minerals makes it more efficient, therefore less quantity is used for better results in a short space of time. It's like a homeopathic process where you can use a half a grain if it's 12 years old. You have a result in a matter of a half a minute versus a half a grain 4 years old to have a result in 15 minutes.
That's a big difference. Half a minute.
The older it becomes, the more potent it becomes, with the shorter space of time for the consumption of the quantity. And that is the principle of homeopathic medicine. It's called raising its potency.
Thank you.
do it like this. Just do it. Do it and then open your eyes. Alright. Look at that. How clear I am to you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What did you do? Go ahead.
You think they want you to do that to make lose their business?
So if you did that often and that's what you're drafting?
Yeah, that's what the whole thing is for. To make you spit. That's what the Oriental people are called slant eyes. They didn't have no, they weren't born slant eyes. They did, for over the centuries, Confucius was the first man to develop the glasses. So their glasses, China never had glasses, they didn't want to wear it. Because nobody wanted to wear it, so they wanted to develop spit practices in spitting the eye.
Confucius, that was an
origination from Confucius? Yeah, eye exercises, and the Tibetans. But then, after the centuries of squinting, then the people began to develop genetic technique. Like that, squint your eyes, slant eyes, pull it back up with acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And you do like that, you see how you do like that. Oh, take hold. Shelter becomes.
Oh, it's wonderful.
That's all that it all came from. But today now that takes away from the business of the optometry.
So if you use these glasses long enough, your eyesight will be corrected.
Oh yes. The
permanently?
Nine times out of ten it may be permanent. One out of ten may not. But nine times out of ten it comes back normal and start over. But it's like an exercise. Remember, it's not a therapy, it's an exercise.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call it eye exercises.
Huh, what's the difference between a therapy and an
therapy
exercise?
Therapy is a method that tends to correct a problem, hoping it may become permanent.
Wow.
An exercise is a process applied to keep it functioning as long as you use it.
As long as you... Oh, so you just have to keep exercising as a process,
yeah.
As a process.
Yeah.
And then as long as you keep exercising, it'll work.
That's right.
Hmm.
But most people want therapy, so what, correct it permanently and don't do nothing no more.
So what is it? Uh-huh.
And then they go to the guy who can bless you with his hand and they want it instant.
Ah!
Who born blind? In born blind and there, born blind. You see, they're looking for instances. They don't want to work at it. Well, you know what he told them?
It worked, though. They got an instant.
He healed them. He said, go sin no more. Go tell no man. He gave them work to do. He didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
They didn't like that.
I wonder why you didn't want
them
to tell
anybody. Because they boast too much.
They boast?
Yeah, you know, people that show off. Look at me, that guy, he healed me. Yeah, look at me, look at that guy.
Oh, I see what you're saying, right. Yes.
People are like that, you know. In those days, they haven't changed to this day. The blowhards and the mohards. There are more blowhards than mohards.
Oh, I heard something real funny last night. This black guy was talking to St. Vincent de Paul had a free meal. I told you about it, didn't I? Well, next year, come, it's on Christmas. If your place is closed and you want to cook for yourself, it's at the St. Vincent de Paul Church on the corner of Fulton and Buffalo Speedway. It's free meal. Beautiful. It's fantastic. Anyway, this guy, black, his name is Warner. And Warner talks so fast. He's, you know, he's an actor. Thin, wiry, and talks a lot, and he's a stockbroker for IBM. And anyway, he was telling me something about, and he's black, and I said, he said, talk about the good hair. And I said, Warner, I heard that once before. What is good hair? He said, that's straight hair. I said, Warner, believe me, take my father's word for it, and my father was completely bald on the top of his head. There is no bad hair or good hair. He says there's no bad hair, there's only good hair, and you just be thankful you have it on top of your head. And I said, if you say good hair and say it's straight, That means you're a racist because you're saying tiki hair isn't any good. Just because it's tiki. And then he laughs and says, well, he didn't think that was racist. But then he told me about can't you, don't you hair. I said, what? This is can't you, don't you hair. He says, that's hair that's so kinky, you can can't you comb it and don't you try it. Can't you, don't you hair.
No, you see, the people don't realize, they don't want to appreciate what they got.
Yeah.
Who in the hell can make the hair of a sheep transfer its hair to a horse?
That's right.
Would they change the hair?
No. Just as long as you have it, it doesn't matter whether it's kinky or straight or curly.
Some people were designed by God to be wool.
That's right.
And others were designed to be nothing but horses.
That's right.
So, if he understood that, he wouldn't worry.
Try to explain.
Imagine
Warner. Warner's cute, really.
Yeah. What can
he's
I do for you?
He's not religious.
When would you like to come?
Oh?
Oh, you didn't know that?
Well, the people didn't think about it, so they didn't know.
See, it's a very good tradition. Take a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and you cut two lines across, and you stick the coin in and push it on the line.
Oh, that's right, like they do in the... Yeah, I've seen like when they send you something.
So you stick the coin in between and fold it, like cut two lines and stick it in, put it on the line.
Why do they have you send it that way in the mail? Also, it won't move around.
Don't move around.
If it moves around, then what happens?
Then it tears the paper.
Oh.
Well, this way it
tears the envelope, you mean. Okay.
And this way it is held in position and you can take it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it won't move.
Mm-hmm. I want to get my mail out.
Thanks to the ingenuity of the knife.
Ingenuity of the knife.
The coin can travel.
Yes.
Have knife, coin will travel.
Have knife, coin will travel.
Let's see. Lily, how is your day today?
Oh,
William.
Wonderful.
William.
Every day is a wonderful day.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah.
Every day.
You really are enjoying life a lot, aren't you, Billy?
No, William.
Well,
William.
First of all,
you've got a good job.
William.
Well, no.
William, sorry.
First of all, I'm a winner.
That's right.
Second of all,
winner.
I'm alive.
That's right.
Now,
fine.
What else would you ask?
There you go.
Nothing more.
Okay.
Here it is. And if you want something else, they will, I think...
They'll go to Siam for it?
They'll do it. I'll tell you why. They were so cooperative, you and... I mean, they are cooking in peanut oil and ghee for everyone, not just for me, for everyone.
Yeah.
As a matter of course.
They use ghee also, huh?
Oh, yeah, because
sure?
I talked to them. Positive.
Yeah.
I talked to them about it, toxic, and the man was so interested. And the next time I went in there, I just... You know, sneakily asked, and I asked the waitress, she said, oh, we do it in peanut oil.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't even know me, see, so that's how I checked up that he was doing.
Uh-huh.
I have a childlike boy.
That is beautiful, all handmade.
Mm-hmm.
One, pure one.
It is, well.
Yes, 100% one.
Gosh, where, who made it?
The Chiricahua Indian.
In what state are they?
Arizona.
Oh my, you picked it up. Isn't that nice? And it's all wool.
Yeah.
Is that a rug or what?
Well, it's whatever you'd like to do.
Yeah, just a placemat or
a bed or putting on
the floor. You can place it.
Yeah.
We're just trying to help them out to get it themselves.
Place it on the floor, therefore it's a place.
We're trying to help them, you know.
That's right. Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
Oh. What were you taking?
It's good for help.
Conditioner.
Don't forget the red velvet.
Yeah.
Just bring on any kind of fluids.
living.
Oh,
Rick's
going to will clean my blood.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
You take it to the
FC. Take it with the FC. That's what I did. What do you think about Herbalife? Three people, right?
Yeah, that's right. Three people and the plant.
Thank you. Three people, and the plant is first, right?
Right.
And then there's
and
two
the male,
people.
The male-female principle is in the middle.
Yes.
And the third one is the unity remote.
Okay. They look like both, what? Oh, they're not making too much differentiation.
No. You see how the third one has its two hands looking, holding it?
Yes.
Holding one corn?
Yes.
And the two middle ones have one hand each on each corn.
Uh-huh.
And then the corn is the field going all the way around.
Uh-huh.
So
oh,
you see the polarity, plus, minus, neutral.
Uh-huh.
And the whole unity of life. This is what they call the corn dance. Uh-huh. God is a trinity.
Uh-huh.
And manifests as positive and negative in
uh-huh.
unity.
Uh-huh. Gee, that's interesting.
You
yeah.
see, all three faces look at you. But only one has two hands holding a pole,
uh-huh.
or a corn, right?
What does that mean?
That's the neutral. The one to the extreme.
Well, I know it's a neutral only because it's different than the others, but
yeah,
why?
That's the neutral because that's connected with the opposite end of the light.
Yeah.
So it's called a unified field.
So that's from Flagstaff.
Yeah, and the middle one is called the... relative field of the plus and the minus. So they call it the corn dance of life. And they have a unified field of spirit between the environment and man. Indians put their ideas in very simple language that you have to understand it. We take it and look at it in physics and we see the same truth, no difference.
Mm-hmm.
It is the matter of sensing the unity of life between all things. So they did an artwork to represent it. Plant, man, and the unity between the plant and the man.
Oh, when will second
be
ready? Oh, Evelyn, it's ready. It's
ready.
Waiting.
You can have to see. It's ready.
She said it's waiting, it's waiting. Should I get up on that contraption?
Did you grow up no more?
I haven't been for a long time.
How long had lunch?
It's been
2 hours.
It's been 2 hours.
That's all. The tongue of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They make that the name of the restaurant. And they fix up the inside like a street.
Yes.
And they put each post, they put a sign, street number 1 street, number 4 street, number 8 street. They're duplicating the area.
Have you been to the...
Juarez is like that.
Yeah, Juarez is beautiful.
They're duplicating
yeah.
exactly where you walk over from this the American side to the Mexican side. The first street in Juarez is like that.
Yeah.
In the middle restaurant.
Right. I was over in Wayne Juarez. Yeah.
And then the guy walks around like everybody does with the guitar. And he yodels around.
Yeah.
Well, that's a neat way to innovate a restaurant environment.
Oh, I love it. It's so different.
So you can't go to Juarez now. You can go to a restaurant and enjoy Juarez. New York is like that. They have a place called a New York restaurant in back in Chicago. And you walk in and all these things are set up like that. And you think you're in New York, Greenwich Village. And the middle booths are all like that. And then it shows the food.
Well, now where's the American signs in the Juarez?
It's on the Juarez side, on the American side. It's on the Juarez side. So the Mexicans have duplicated that on their side.
Oh.
And they call it the American, the border always. So you,
no,
you,
but I mean when you go in this cafe and cantina, is there on the American side?
No.
No, it's
all
Mexico. That's what I thought, because I wasn't
here.
I didn't see
the
American side.
No, you'd actually go to Mexico to see the American side. It's called the border house.
Oh.
That's the name of the restaurant, Border House.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on the Mexican side. So when you go into the restaurant, it looks like a street on the, in El Paso or Juarez, or Del Rio, or Laredo.
Okay,
yeah.
How was the dinner? Same thing.
Oh, good dinner. It was marble. I thought I...
Perfect protein for people who want to eat flesh.
Oh, okay. If that's why it's perfect.
It was the right kind of a day.
But you see, the turkey still has acid.
Oh, because yes, it's been killed and it gets scared and all this other animals are good.
Don't plants get scared when they get pulled out by the roots?
No, they were assigned already. They were assigned already, so they don't have a toxic reaction when you put it into your stomach, even when you cut them and get them ready to eat.
The life force isn't broken.
That's right.
You don't break the life force.
But they do tremble if you go in there and think about pulling them up.
They do not. They were assigned. There's a difference when you're assigned for the human consumption than when you were taken out of your... domicile to be used as human consumption.
Who assigned
them? Everything that moves on the face of the earth and everything that has seed and bearing seed, for it shall be for food and medicine, that's assigned. It didn't say eat anything that fly.
That's right.
It didn't say anything that crawl or walk or swim.
Genesis. Yeah.
It just merely said eat everything. That means everything that moves. Now the word move.
Worms move, don't they?
No, they don't. They crawl. Do not confuse movement with crawl, swim, walk, or fly. That's secondary motions. The primal motion of movement is crystal stimulated by light, moves by magnetism, which you call plant life. That is movement. That is not crawling, that's not swimming, it's magnetic action between the crystals. That's why crystals keep growing. You can grow your own crystals. There's no end to life.
Does that mean you eat crystals?
What do you think a mineral is? What do you think a...
Well, you wouldn't eat a rock crystal.
What do you think it is? Don't get carried away with the words. You are eating cosmic minerals. 144, 12 basic...
But they have to be in a life form, right? You couldn't just go eat a diamond or something like that.
I eat diamonds 1/100 of a milligram if you give it to me at the right time of the day. I know the quantity that is consumptive and necessary for the human is a trace mineral quantity. If you don't get it, you'll die of a certain disease. Mm-hmm. So don't go fool yourself that you cannot eat. Every mineral in this universe, and what is a diamond? It's a highly refined carbon that reflects light. So it's carbon, and you are a carbon-based creature.
Would that be nighttime, the diamond? Oh, the diamond?
That's just middle of the day.
Middle of the day, yeah.
Why is it middle of the day?
God, it falls in the spectrum of 3 and 4 o'clock in the day.
It's, in other words, it's ultimately fossil.
That's right.
So it's traceable ultimately to the middle of the day.
That's exactly.
To what it derives from.
So it is ideal for the small intestines going into the planet. But you may not know that, and so not for me to aggravate people. But I don't know any mineral. I'm a mineral-based organism. Come, let us make man. Out of any scripture says of the dust. You are the dust. What is dust?
Mineral.
Mineral. So they have identified all of the dust, 144, and 12 is basic, and the rest are trace. That means you got a little specking to survive from the human being. And to have one missing, you can't be a human being.
All of them have to do with renewal. All of them have to do with a new beginning.
But the little is so important
that's important in terms of the universe.
What?
Dealing with what's been holding us back from here and beginning to let go of that and start something new.
Robert Pennington. Our guest says it's not always easy to start something new or to let go of the past. And the Kuga satellite wouldn't promote the economy.
He's late, man.
How
long have you enjoyed the traveling to the end of the show?
What?
It's hard to start something new.
me or I'll program to think that.
Well, is it true? Whether you were programmed or not, is it true? Because sometimes you'll say it's due to my programming, but it would be true anyway, regardless of whether they said it to you or not. So then that's the confusion. Are they saying it to me because it's true, or is it true because it's been programmed?
Yeah, I don't know. Which
is,
and that's a question.
Is when the theory does not conflict with the experiment, it's true.
That's right, I agree with
that.
If
the theory conflicts with the experiment, throw away the theory and keep the experiment.
Right, throw away the theory and keep the experiment. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Now when the experiment conflicts with the experiment, you throw away the experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep the what?
I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Keep the theory until the next experiment disproves it. That's right. You see? So all wrong, you come out even. You still got the theory. You still got the theory. See, that's why it's called theory. D-R-E. Up my nose was little air. Down my toes was a lot of air. My nose can breathe, my toes can, so I'm stinking the toes and not in the nose.
Oh, my left leg.
Ain't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
If I can pick my toes and breathe in my nose, that'll make me respect my toes. Because my nose will sure tell me how stinky my toes are.
How stinky there?
Because he couldn't breathe through his toes. But the nose knows.
About your singing for
you
since I was here last summer. I've been thinking about your singing.
What's your favorite song as you sing?
Yeah, I don't know words.
It is not too much the word, it's the attitude you try to capture. We want to restore the joyousness of attitude. You see, you can know the best words in the world and have the wrong attitude.
Thank you.
she has a very wonderful point. She has never employed it in that direction. Mother Tangara, how is she?
Yes, Mother Tangara, bless her heart. Yeah.
She's a wonderful woman.
They both go to the same cleaners.
Well, Teddy is Teddy's parents are the owner of Picasso's Cafe next to Showbiz Pizza Place on the corner of Wesleyan and
he has an accent, right?
Accent? I don't know. His father and mother are from Mexico City.
Wesleyan and
Bissonette.
Yes,
of T.
Oh,
Allen.
Yeah.
You know, Allen over
Showbiz Pizza.
You know, the T something Allen.
Over in Forever Fountain, men's, it's a
high-class
men's clothing store. Rather high-class, I'm not real, like,
yeah.
Europe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that foundation,
yeah,
is that they can buy any object in the store.
Yes.
Without paying the sales tax.
Okay.
Now, anything you give to them,
yeah,
they can keep.
Right.
Provided you write it off as a tax deduction.
Yeah. Sure.
They keep it as a cost applied expense.
Yes,
that makes it tax
it.
Free. They
that's
don't want anything.
Yeah,
no. Now, if they pay you wages to work in that place, you pay income
that's
tax.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it's all over the country.
All right, now, if you go to Rajneeshpuram, if you go to Rajneeshpuram and you work there,
they don't have wages.
You don't get wages, why not?
Because it's called a cost account service.
I know it's worth it.
No, it's called cost account service.
Oh.
Which means that you don't draw wages to make you subjected to income tax.
Mm-hmm.
You are sponsored by the organization that receives contributions
mm-hmm.
that are allowed to be written off as tax deductible contribution by the donor
mm-hmm.
and can buy objects in the public marketplace
without paying sales tax. That's how it operates, but most people don't know it operates like that and live under the illusion that somebody is getting rich.
Exactly.
Who really gets rich in it? Nobody.
The corporation gets a lot of advantages.
Really gets rich. Because if you try to dispose of that corporation, you'll run into a lot of legal hassles with the government. You cannot sell your organization to nobody but another organization who will take it over for nothing.
Are those the only two you have?
Yeah, okay. Well, then what happens when you want to go and buy something?
You don't pay sales tax.
If you're not paying sales tax, then you still have to pay something.
Why?
It's a religious corporation.
You don't understand the law. You're not answering my question because I didn't
There's
know
There's no tax to pay in a corporation like that.
I know. I know you're not paying tax. Say the thing is 55 cents and 5 cents of it is tax. I still have to pay 50 cents.
Yeah.
That 50 cents is contributed by someone who has signed it off in their check as a donation.
Oh.
Which they're allowed to have a deduction on their income tax form.
So as a worker, I just take it up.
Whereas another way you could put it is there's no such thing as a free lunch, but you don't have to pay tax on it.
Aha, aha, all right. I get it now. That's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know where would I get. I wanted to know where I was going to, since they weren't paying me a salary, and I was wanting to know where I would pick up the, I wouldn't have to worry about the 5 cents tax, but where would I get the 50 cents that pay for the thing? But then you just told me that somebody was donating the money.
Well, where would you sleep in the first place if it's not sponsored? You couldn't go there to sleep. You couldn't go there to eat, even though it's not already sponsored. You couldn't come in any building that was not already sponsored. So don't you see the illusion of going to get something for nothing doesn't exist? Mm-hmm. It's already pre-given by those who write it off as a tax deduction to allow those who stay there to administer the function of it. But
yes.
No one there gets any paid because if they did get paid, they would have to pay income tax.
Uh-huh.
But they're allowed what is called the expense operation through which they can purchase objects tax-free by the contribution offered by those who have already paid the tax as a deduction for giving it to them.
Yeah, and the rest of it, I'm not worried about the tax, I'm worried about the rest of the money.
There's no rest of the money because everybody is accounting for rotational use of the operation of the thing. I've been in it, so if I hadn't been in it, I wouldn't have worked about it. I've been to the man who was my lawyer was the guy who was running for a district attorney when Mr. Nixon was in office. The district attorney of the whole country.
Oh.
And he put the laws very straight.
Yeah.
People have the erroneous notion that the church gets away with anything. The church doesn't get away with nothing.
No.
The point is this, is that the people who go to the church are the ones who benefit. The guy who can really say he's got something for nothing by being a figurehead is the Pope and the bishops. That's what they call the princes of the church. They have to wear that expensive material and go around in that expensive.
So your right brain, is it sensory, it's more intuition? So what brain way would that be? The alpha? What's 35? So it's beta.
Thank you.
you do the cross crawl or just crawling, that's just to balance your right brain, left brain. Right? And people that walk both arms and legs on the same side together, they say they usually imbalance between their right and left brain. Is that true?
Not necessarily.
No? Because we were talking about how pacers, they train those pacers from birth to walk that way. 2 feet on one side, one over the other 2 feet. And the guy was saying that after generations of breeding those, that the colts start walking that way naturally. I was wondering if their brains were messed up from it. No. But that's not a natural gait.
Do anything.
But I was wondering if it would affect his health.
Naturally, it would affect his health.
They would
die young.
That's what I thought.
Would they die young?
I don't know how old pacers live.
I know. You work with horses.
I've never been around pacers.
See how long you live.
Well, doesn't it affect their brain?
Well, this is where you gotta find out. How long they live. When you find out how long you live, then you find out something about what happened to their respiratory act. You live longer, a left-hander or a right-hander?
I guess a right-hander. I don't know why, other than I just heard it was better to be right-handed.
It's not just guessing. Ascending side is the right side of the body, descending side is the left side of the body. And you're right with the left side, what you do after a while to your body, you block it up.
Oh, you're right, you're the descending side.
It's physics, it's not a guess. Look at the thing objectively. This is what the body is. It's up this way, bump up you all the time. Either we like it or we don't like it. The certain pull is on the right side, not on the left side.
But just going like this is going to block you?
You are a machine. Mama says we'll tell you. There is no compensation for the machine working incorrectly against its natural mechanics. We may fool ourselves and we would love to believe in all kind of crazy things only to end up the victim of stupidity and ignorance. And to say that a person working on the left side is going to be superior to a person working on the right side. An ambidextrous person is a healthier person. But a right-handed person will be healthier than a left-handed person. All the time. Because left-handed people are frustrated and can't make decisions.
What causes that? Is it trauma at birth? Or before birth?
Yes, the trauma at birth.
What kind
of mother or the father left the mother? Or didn't want that to be responsible for the child? So basically, you have the trauma right there.
Hmm.
The worst thing is when a man and a woman have sex and they can't have a child or they have a child and they don't want to take responsibility for the child. Because who gets hurt?
The child.
Nothing like the child gets hurt.
Well, then the parents have to pay for it for all
the
young people.
The parents are responsible in the first place.
Yes.
Because the sperm belongs to the man and the ovum belongs to the woman. So they deserve what they get
from COVID.
I can't
change the motion picture challenge.
Limited.
There's a song you'd like to hear.
I got a look at constructively and objectively and survival. And so if I'm going to work at therapy with people, I got to be objective about it.
Give me a call. 9615 6361
Can I tell them what I got to do?
That's what they call it, correct.
Well, in that case, it seems like there'd be a lot of